We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Ben Horowitz, also Matt. Is it Egging? Egger? Esig? It's Matt Esig. Essig.
Essig.
I got it. Man, this guy's got more airtime tonight. He's going to tell all his friends in Albany, you know what? I've made the big time on CBS Sports Radio. So welcome aboard the rookie producer Horowitz with me for another 50 minutes. And then Zach Gelb will take over. Is Zach on it too, or is it somebody else?
Zach Gelb is on it too.
Is Zach doing like 20 shows a week now?
I think so. I don't know when the guy sleeps. To be honest, I don't even know if he showers because he's here so often. I'm starting to get a little worried about him.
Yeah, he fills in for Amy. He fills in for Writer Than You. He fills in for Pharrell. He's filling in for everybody. He's one of those really spunky kids that wants to make it big. Isn't he? Is he a Philly guy too?
Yeah, he lives in Philly. He's from New York, but he lives right now in Philadelphia.
I'll be curious. Well, maybe towards the end of our broadcast, what Philly people are saying, because this story's kind of quick and new in the last couple of days with the Flyer fans and what they're saying in Philly. I think they would have an opinion also, the Yankee fans. But, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't know the Yankees played that version of God Bless America. I thought they always had somebody sing it personally, like live in person. I didn't know that. I knew the story with the Flyers, old school Horowitz, but I thought the Yankees always had like an opera singer or, you know, somebody who was the house God Bless America man or woman.
Well,
that's not the case?
No, well, they used to. During the playoffs, they had Ronan Tynan, who was like this, I guess, opera singer.
Like Irish tenor or something,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And I used to joke, like, you knew it was a big game when Ronan Tynan was in the building. The irony was now that they got rid of him for anti-Semitic remarks.
Oh, God.
So after 9/11, during regular season games, and it ended up being in the postseason following Tynan's departure, they played the Kate Smith version, and it kind of became the thing at the stadium.
Did the Philly fans hate the Yankees for stealing the Kate Smith version that they were playing at Yankee Stadium?
I think the Philly fans hate the Yankees for a litany of reasons. That's probably one of them.
Wow.
Oh, I don't think the 09 World Series helped.
So they, I didn't know that. See, that's why I'll be honest that I knew the old school story, but I didn't know that the Flyers still played it or the Yankees played it. I did not know that until this story over the last 24, 36 hours that I came across. I did not know that. And I'm thinking, you know, the smart move by the teams would have been, okay, instead of creating any controversy, we like to announce now that, you know, we're going to play Bon Jovi in Philly. You know, God Bless America. We're going to Philadelphia Opera, whatever, right? Same thing in New York. It could have been done a little bit easier. And also with the Flyers and the Yankees kind of doing this simultaneously or close to each other, it looks like they're piling on to some, and others agree with that. So you can chime in on that conversation at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Now, when we get together here a week from tonight, the NFL draft, I think it will it be wrapped up on the Saturday night, right? They're doing only Thursday, Friday, Saturday all day. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, so when we get together a week from tonight, we'll know who's been selected, who's been drafted. And one of our huge questions this hour to wrap up our Saturday night, early Sunday morning together, who will be the star of this draft and have the biggest NFL career? And then from the first rounders, who do you think will be the biggest flop? Now, you can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Horowitz, one thing about that Ronan Tynan, so he got canned because he was the guy who was doing God Bless America right after 9/11, right?
Well, he was doing it before that, but he wasn't doing it every night. He did a live performance, generally big games, always during the postseason. Sometimes during the World Series, they'd bring out like the A-listers because of, you know, Fox wanted a bigger name than Ronan Tynan. But almost exclusively during the postseason, he was the guy even before 9/11.
So he had anti-Semitic remarks and he was shown the door.
Shown the door. You can't pull anti-Semitism in New York.
No, you can't do that. Well, again, I'm not going to go down the political. I'm not going there. I will not. We have a great topic. We've had a great show today. I'm not bringing politics in it. I know a lot of people are coming at Saturday huge with politics. My point here was I was talking about the Flyers, about the Yankees, and my opinion on the Kate Smith, God Bless America. It's so easy, though, in the modern era, if you are New York or Philly, Horowitz, to find a big-name singer to record a God Bless America or use that wherever you play it in the seventh inning stretch, right? To have different big stars who want to be seen on the screen at the new Yankee Stadium or at Wells Fargo Center with the Flyers and have different stars sing it, right?
You'd think, but these are two, you know, old, proud franchises that like to have tradition. So ideally, they would find a new version and stick with that.
Oh, yeah, the Yankees really went with tradition when they stole it from the Flyers. Because Ronan couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Fair.
Well, that's what. What's the Mets tradition?
Losing?
Ladies and gentlemen, at the seventh inning stretch, would you please rise, remove your hats, and sing, "We're Gonna Lose This Game," with organist Joey Schmaltkin. And then here's the Mets song. With our seventh inning stretch song, can we get an out in this ball game? Followed by Jacob DeGrom, will he follow in the Mets history of another Mets pitcher with arm injuries? Hello, Matt Harvey.
Oh, my God.
A reminder, at New Jersey, Long Island, and New York area schools, we'll be taking our organist, John Schmaltzkin, to schools to play Can We Get It Out in our next ball game? A one, a two, a three. I can't hear you, Queens!
I think usually in the seventh, they're playing traffic reports instead of God Bless America because all the fans are already leaving.
WFAN traffic right now for the 43,000 out of 44,000 who are leaving City Park. New Yorkers, they're like, I swear to God, they're just Seinfeld episodes. Their teams are Seinfeld episodes.
We really are.
They are. The drama. It's like, look at LeBron. He had drama in Cleveland, obviously. But look at the Lakers. And look at all the drama you get in L.A. with stars, with, you know, sports, music, movies, celebs, TV people. And then New Yorkers, there is more drama. Is that when it comes to sports teams, Horowitz, and you guys are there in New York City, that I get the politics, and it's always been there, whether it's a mayor, whether it's governor. But I'm talking in NYC, biggest city in America, that the most drama, that the biggest headlines, for the most part, obviously would be politics first. But with the sports teams, it is ongoing drama almost every day in NYC.
Well, that's,
am I correct?
Without a doubt. That's why they have the back page of the paper. Usually the front page is the politics lead. And then you flip over to the backside, and it's the sports lead. And some days, they'll get rid of the front page politics lead altogether, and sports will lead on both ends.
Well, you
it's
have
crazy.
The Knicks. We have the Islanders are a great story. You have the Knicks, Rangers kind of, you know, chugging along. Then you have the Yankees. Then you have the Mets.
There's so many teams. I mean, think about it. You have
Jets, Giants, right?
Three hockey teams, two football teams, two basketball teams.
Brooklyn Nets, who got beat by Sixers, right?
Yeah. Two baseball teams. It's constant. Wow. It's constant.
Don't forget MLS, right? Are there two MLS teams?
Yes, but I don't think either of them have ever made the back page of the paper.
Do they draw well there?
Yeah, pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, soccer, kids love it. It's big. It's NYC. I do love it. I love everything about New York. I love Horowitz and Essek.
Essek.
There you go. I got it. Producing the show. You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Ray in Indianapolis. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge, how you doing? And to the other gentleman that's there, too. Thanks for taking the call.
And thank you for listening and calling in tonight, Ray.
Thank you, definitely. I listen to you all the time, and I just want to add a little bit of context to the discussion. I don't know how many African-American men have called you a people, period, but I'm an African-American male. I'm a nurse by trade. I have a minor in African-American history, political science, and some other things like that. I haven't heard too many people call in. You talk about not being politics. Well, the economic engine of slavery was a political move, so it's hard to get away from politics. But anything that goes on in the world, most things are driven for political reasons, because politics is about garnering resources. It's about having influence. So the people who want influence or want resources, that's just politicking. That's all it is to it. So it's easy to hear European males talk about this subject, but what they teach in college nowadays is slavery or the effects of being enslaved is not taught from the slave master's perspective, which is what some of these people call it and sound like. They teach it from the slave, from the slave's perspective. So going from the slave's perspective is you never escape the damage that you do, either verbally or physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually to people. So the fact it was 80 years ago, it doesn't matter. Stevie Wonder made beautiful songs 60 years ago. We still listen to them. Michael Jackson's fighting, his family's fighting right now for his dignity. The fact that the little boy just admitted that he lied and he's not getting his music played, and his family's fighting for his dignity. People's not listening to his music. So we got to understand that people need to be more careful about how they behave, period. I got grandchildren, and I teach them what you speak will always come with you. Your tongue, your thoughts, those things travel with you. They may not get you now. They can get you later. And trust me, as an African-American male who worked as a nurse for 25 years, whom I had patients that thought the blood in black people were different, B-positive blood in the black person is different than the B-positive blood in the white person. The ignorance is long and hard, just like the gentleman from Chicago, my old home, called in talking. I don't even want to go over Chicago. But we got to get smarter. We got to understand that we, as black people, never escape what we do. Tiger Woods is barely escaping what he does. So, and he didn't hurt anyone. He had a personal issue. So I'm not so much on her song. You know, I know the Star Spangled Banner is worse than anything if you read the third stanza, listen to the third stanza. So that was horrible. That's why they took that out. But I don't know much about, I read about her since you've been talking. It was despicable. I wouldn't honor a person like that at all. Just be honest about it. And we have to be more careful. Robert E. Lee was horrible. He even said, don't make any monuments to me. Yet people are fighting for his monuments. We got to get smarter, people. Let's just be kind to one another.
That is well put.
On the eve of Easter.
And thank you. And thank you, Ray. I appreciate your opinion. And Indy. And it does stick with you. Now with not only words anymore or recordings, it sticks with you with text, with emails and Facebook and Twitter posts. If you want to join in on the conversation, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And again, our huge questions of the night. And I want to spend a segment on this. Who will be the NFL star from this draft? Have the best career? Who will be the first round flop? You can join us on that. Your comments are always welcome. You heard my huge opinion. Or opinions, plural, on Kate Smith, and then your top five, your starting lineup of NBA players who just ball out respect the game, respect the media, respect the fans, and they don't whine. I want your huge opinions, and we'll hear those next.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Horowitz and Essig are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass with another update here in less than 7 minutes. Huge questions of the night. Final couple of segments. Who will be the star and have the biggest NFL career from next weekend's NFL draft? A week from tonight when we get together, we'll know every name that's been drafted. Who will be the biggest first-round flop? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Also taking your comments on the Kate Smith, God Bless America version being pulled by the Yankees and the Flyers and her statue being covered up in Philadelphia. And then who are the ballers that don't whine in the NBA that LeBron could learn from, that Westbrook could learn from? You let me know. Let's go to David in Cleveland, listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
You're doing okay this evening. Love your show.
Thank you.
Interesting topic. I think one of the biggest problems is that history is never told consistently. And we found out about a lot of things that people did or things that happened now, instead of being told in history books and placed in history books. So when people grow up and go to school and kids, they know the history going forward. And there is a lot of inconsistency and a lot of hypocrisy in all the sports and all the sports franchises, not franchises, but leagues, from hockey, when you had black players like the Carnegie brothers who couldn't play, and the owner of the Maple Leafs said that they would pay us thousands of dollars if they were black, if they could change them from being black. To basketball, well, you know, it didn't integrate until the 50s with Earl Lloyd, and football was the same thing. So you had this history, but it's been hypocritical in a lot of different ways. For example, it's like Pete Rose. Pete Rose can't get into the Hall of Fame because of gambling. Yet gambling is a big thing now. All of the leagues are taking gambling in and making it part of the sport. Yet you had a guy like Ty Cobb who said he would never play with black players, and he's in the Hall of Fame. So I mean, if you look through history, and if history is ever told, and the truth, and in its entirety, you would see that a lot of things, a lot of times people are looked upon a certain way, and when you find out what they've done historically, they would be looked at differently. I would imagine that if the Flyers knew about the history of Kate Smith, maybe they wouldn't have put the statue out there. We don't know that, because you're right. It's something she did in 1930-something. I would imagine all of the Flyers players and fans, they didn't know too much about her history. But it's amazing how, for example, like Colin Kaepernick, who kneeled because of the national anthem. And for African Americans, they know that Francis Scott Key, an attorney who represented people who was pro-slavery, wrote a song, and in some of the verses was very derogatory toward black folks. Yet we sung this song for every sporting event, from little kids to adults, at every sporting event. And yet most people don't even know the history behind the song.
All right, and now, David, you're bringing up a great point, and thanks for listening in Cleveland. And I appreciate your huge opinion. And the point you're making is that we're selective in this country. People of all skin color, selective on what you'll deem to be insensitive in sports and in life, and then other things that you'll say aren't insensitive. We pick and choose. You know, what I'm hearing from you is The question, her words in that song, did they hurt anybody? Major League Baseball hurt a lot of people in the Negro Leagues who never had a chance financially for a lifetime of memories, passion. They hurt a lot of people by denying them a chance to play. Who Kate Smith hurt? Sung some show tunes that the lyrics are horrible. But also, at least according to what I've read, there were some male and female black singers who also sung them. It's the 30s. So did those songs hurt anybody? Did they change America for the worse? I don't think so. But man, the fight for integration in baseball. You know, look at what was put on Jackie Robinson's shoulders, heart, and his mind. You know, look at Ali, for whether you agreed or disagreed. Look at Texas Western and what they did as the all-black starting five, first in college basketball, and Adolph Rupp was verbally negative, even with the N-word. If you look at this, that's my point about the Kate Smith, and it really goes back to, you know, how we began this conversation across North America tonight, that if that was her entire life, then yes. No, you can't be associated with her. You know, that's what we need to, it's like labeling all police officers, Colin Kaepernick did. You know, modern-day slave patrols, that's a slap in the face to the great men and women who don't have any racist agenda in their souls. And in sports, denying a person of color a chance to play a sport for decades was despicable. Kate Smith, she crossed a line. She went on to help the country. She energized a crowd in Philadelphia. The Yankees were looking for her. A God Bless America rendition. What did she really do? The songs were bad. But my Lord, it was the 30s. And I think the last thing on a checklist, as a man, you talk about fighting racism. You know, I watch a lot of the History Channel, military TV on Hitler. That dude was the ultimate racist. The ultimate. Ultimate. You know, and she helped raise $600 million in war bonds to fight Hitler, which was translated into $11 billion in today's money. And she seemed to live a life that wasn't bent on being racist towards people of the opposite color, at least publicly from what you can read. And that was my point here, that the sport of hockey and the sport of baseball, to stand on a soapbox and look down on Kate Smith was hypocritical and almost laughable to a point of not looking at your own past. And that's my huge opinion, and I'm sticking with it. You want to join in one final segment together, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
Horowitz and Essig are back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. Zach Gelb is getting ready, 20 minutes away from his huge opinions on a crazy day in the NBA. The NHL Stanley Cup playoffs have been fantastic. I think the Stanley Cup playoffs, if you look at balance, where, and obviously you've seen it this year with Colorado knocking out Calgary and what Columbus did to Tampa Bay, I don't think another playoffs, yeah, a wild card could get a top seed on the road once in a while in the NFL, Major League Baseball. But the balance of power, The NHL, I think, wins out over any other sport. It's like trying to think, is an 8 going to get a 1? It's like watching Detroit and Milwaukee. You knew this series was over before it started. You literally knew the Pistons had no shot, even though Griffin was a warrior and coming out for game 3 and they got rolled at home. I think in the NHL, you look at every series and you say it could go one way or another. It's been that way, not just because of the salary cap. It's been that way for a long time. You can join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Teddy in Atlanta, are you there? Thank you, Teddy. Lincoln in Tennessee.
How's it going tonight?
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Great, great. First off, I do want to say we lost a good one here in East Tennessee. Mr. Reggie Cobb, Tennessee legend. We lost him today, so condolences to his family.
Yeah, amen. Amen to the Cobb family, friend, and the Tennessee family.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I just wanted to weigh in on the topic of the night. A lot of, I am an African-American man. A lot of people in our community wonder what is the infatuation with the history that represents racism. And I had a great, a good buddy of mine put it to me this way. He was like, could you imagine if African Americans had an O.J. Simpson flag and white people were offended by that? And the excuse to wave it would be, well, that was just a better time in football when running backs flourished. The great era of the running back during the 70s. Like, this is, it's hurtful. History is hurtful to a lot of people. So if you are a sensitive, religious, whatever person you are, why is that not taken into consideration? Love the show. I'm going to get off here. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Lincoln in Tennessee. And I think this entire question over Kate Smith, and if somebody sang some show tunes in the 30s that were incredibly insensitive, but they didn't live a life of being racially insensitive, would you hold that against them up until 2019, like the Flyers and the Yankees did with Kate Smith? What if your life wasn't that, do we just condemn, you know, do we lump everybody, you know, we're trying to get away from stereotypes. She sang some songs. Did she sing songs in the 70s that were racist? Should a mistake back in the 30s tarnish a statue erected in her honor in Philadelphia being covered and wrapped up and tied up? I don't think so. I don't. You know what I mean? Can I look at Shaq making fun of Yao Ming and do I hold him accountable forever because he was racially insensitive? No. And the lyrics she sung in those songs that were show tunes, I don't think they were propaganda towards racism. It was just a racist America in the 30s. To be honest, look at Jesse Owens. He talked about it being celebrated in other countries more than he was celebrated at home, and he had to go back to work it in a gas station when he was the greatest athlete in the world. And what he did in front of Hitler, and ironically, Kate Smith helped raise war bonds. And you think about that number, $600 million she helped raise, which would be $11 billion today to fight the war against Hitler. And what Jesse Owens is one of the greatest moments in sports. And to me, as a man doing a sports radio show across the U.S. and Canada right now on 355 radio stations, if I go through history and I talk about the greatest moments in sports, I go Jesse Owens, what he did in Berlin, Jackie Robinson, his incredible strength. I look at Texas Western in the first all-starting Black Five in college basketball because I look at where college basketball is today. I look at what the Fab Five did in transforming the game, modernizing it, even if you didn't like them. You know, UNLV, remember Darkanian and Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmon, Anderson Hunt. Yeah, you got 80 Olympics naturally with what the U.S. did. Tiger Woods. I mean, look at Michael. I'm just talking my life. Barry Sanders, who to me is still my idol, always will be my sports idol. Nothing against Emmett or Jim Brown or Walter. Barry Sanders, God gave him gifts that no other running back has ever had in football or no other kick returner had back in the day at Oklahoma State. I look at the way Steph Curry splashed with Golden State. And Colin Kaepernick, that story, which I think the discussion from a football perspective is over now, it did start a conversation, which has been mentioned, but also it was politically motivated. It was, no matter what you want to say. But politics and sports have gone hand in hand. Like I said, Mexico City, Muhammad Ali, Jackie Robinson, the politics of, think about it, of a black man in front of Adolf Hitler in Berlin and what he did to kind of put a wrench in the white Aryan race movement. Not kind of. It was a massive body blow to racism at that time. Little did we know what would lie ahead. So I kind of look at Kate Smith and what she did in helping raise $600 million in U.S. war bonds to help fight the biggest hate monger the world has ever seen. And it would be Adolf Hitler. And you hold it against her on two songs because of the politically correct society we live in today, if you're the Flyers or the Yankees. And I kind of step back and go, no. That wasn't, at least when I went through her Wikipedia, I went through the stories, that wasn't her life. Her life was given back. And Jesse Owens, man, that. And Jackie Robinson, and how do we learn? We learn through reading, we learn through movies, history. And you can look at sports in America, and you can go through the 30s, right about that time we're talking about today with Kate Smith, and you begin with Jesse, and you go to Jackie. And you look at Ali. And you looked at in the 60s, the right to vote was an issue. Color of your skin. 60s. That's less than 60 years ago. But I still believe in my heart that the majority of us don't feel the racism and the bigotry that others do. I believe that. I hear these conversations. The back and forth. I live a life with my children. And my kids here, they don't see color. My son wants to go over to his Indian friend, and they want to see a movie. They want to play video games. It's not a perfect world. But if you ask yourself sports in America, and if you want to know if America appreciates great athletes, that most of the greatest athletes ever in our lives, no matter how old you are right now, listening to this broadcast, have been African Americans. Jesse, Jackie, Wilt, Ali, you fly into the 70s. You begin the emergence of the NFL. And you heard the OJs, the Jim Browns, the modern era. Here comes Michael. Here's the Bill Russells. I mean, we can go down the list. And we just don't celebrate them and think they're great athletes, but they're inferior. No. We celebrate them because they're larger than life. And we did not look at skin color. We looked at greatness. And that's how most of us listening right now live our lives. We don't see color. We see greatness. Horowitz, wonderful job. Thank you, Essig. Welcome to New York City. That dream you had as a little kid has come true. Zach Gelb's coming up 24/7. Now you can stay in touch at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Search Saturday Night Huge Show. We're the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine.